Hello, hello, and welcome back to What's the Chinese Tea? I'm your host, Sammy Chimanga, and it has been a long time. I took a little bit of a break because, as you guys know, living in China, the internet is very, very temperamental. And so some days I can record, some days I cannot. So the internet is working today. So I just like, let me just record and be done with it. So I hope you guys have been having a good couple of weeks. I know it was just Thanksgiving recently. So I hope you all got to feast in with your families with some good food. I know we have the holidays coming up. We have Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, New Year's Eve. It's almost the end of the year, guys. Like, literally, it's so insane. Like, it's December 10th today, so it's like 21 more days. So 3 weeks left of 2019, 3 weeks left of this entire decade. So it's crazy. I hope you guys are getting in your last minute shopping, and hopefully that you guys are being productive and setting goals for the next year and starting the new decade off right. So I have a little bit of a cold today. So if I sound stuffy or funny, that's why. But today's episode, we're going to be talking about 5 things I don't like about China. So the last episode that I recorded that you guys listened to was 5 things I enjoy about China. Today's episode is 5 things I don't like about China. And these are not in any particular order of disdain. This is just like, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. And so I'm not going to put them in any particular order. But if you are interested to hear what it is I like, what I don't like about this country, please stay tuned. Welcome back, and let's just jump right into this episode. So 5 things I don't like about China. Number 5, I don't like that everyone smokes everywhere. I feel like it's disgusting, it's gross. I shouldn't have to be subjected to the smoke. It's literally people smoke in the restaurant, some people smoke in the elevator, people smoke in front of schools. Living in the U.S., there are designated smoke areas, and so not everyone has to be like encompassed with the smoke or encapsulated with the smoke, and it's everywhere. It's disgusting. Cigarettes are like, they're so easy to find. Like, I'm not even kidding you. You could go somewhere and bum a cigarette off of anybody. Like, it's very common that people smoke here, and it's disgusting. It smells awful. There's certain cigarettes that don't smell that bad, and there's other ones that smell terrible. And people smoke in the club, which is annoying because it's like, I don't like that. So, like, if you go to the club, you're going to smell like smoke. You're going to come out. Like, you're going to need to wash your entire wardrobe. Like, literally, I went to Beijing. We went to this club called Mix. Fun time, great time. However, I literally went back to my hotel, and I just reeked. I was like, ugh, so disgusting. And so I'm like, no, that's the one thing I really don't like. I feel like, fine, if you want to smoke, that is your personal choice. I am not here to play judge, jury, or executioner. But I feel like there should be designated areas to where people should be able to smoke and where they should not smoke. Like, I feel like an elevator is unnecessary, because if that elevator stopped for any God-given reason, I don't want to be in the elevator with smoke, right? You shouldn't be in front of schools. I don't think it should be in clubs. Like, I feel like if you want to smoke, smoke outside. Whatever, you know? That's number 5. Number 4, the one thing I don't like about the country is the food. I'm sorry, y'all. The food here is not that great. I've tried a lot of local food because I want to give it a fair shot, but I just don't like the food. Like, there's some dishes that I like, and there's some that I'm just like, I could care less if I never saw it again. It's like, I don't find anything. I've eaten a lot of rice, and I've eaten a lot of like noodles and variations of them both. And obviously they have different kind of stews and different ways they cook certain things. It's just like, I don't like the food. Like, Chinese food to me in China is not the greatest thing. Like, it's fun and you can eat it for a little bit. And afterwards, I'm like, no. No. I liked Chinese food in America, and I know it's not Chinese food. I think they said it's more Cantonese food. But I just really honestly, so I cook more now. And now that I know where I can get certain things from, I cook a lot more. Because I really don't want to order food like that. One, it gets very expensive. And two, it's just like, how many times a week can you eat fried rice? How many times a week can you eat noodles? You know what I'm saying? I like variety in my food, but I am that kind of girl that, like, I like what I like. And if I don't like something, I really don't like it. There's like no in between with me. It's like I like it or I don't like it. So to me, the food is not the greatest thing in the world in China. That's just my opinion. I've had local food in Chongqing. I've had local food in Sanya. I've had food in Xi'an. So it's like, to me, I've tried different cuisines. I'm like, it's not all that to me. I think Japanese food slaps. I think Korean food slaps. But Chinese food does not. That's just my opinion. Sorry. So that's number four, is the food. Number three is just the invasiveness of the people. Like, okay, they don't understand personal space, right? They don't understand, give me 50 feet. They don't understand that there needs to be at least like 3 feet between you and I, even more. So like, I'll go to like the grocery store. I'll go to like, I have these little convenience stores right by my house, and the guys know me because I like live around the corner. So they see me or they see Chira a lot. So they're not unfamiliar with us, right? But of course you get the people that all of a sudden they don't know you, and they want to see you and they want to touch you. Like, I literally, y'all, I'm not even kidding. I had just gotten these twists in my hair. I have passion twists in my hair. Brand new. And for ladies, black ladies who know, when you first get your hair braided or twisted, it's a little tight. You don't want nobody really touching your hair, right? And so I went in the store to go buy some juice and a Snickers bar. And this lady was just fascinated with my hair. I will entertain you all day. No problem. And she's like, oh, Tofan Pyongyang, which is like, your hair is so pretty. And it's like, oh, xie xie. And then she kept saying it. And I was like, okay, xie xie. Xie xie. And I'm like, okay, are we done with this conversation? So I get my juice in my, and she decides she's going to try to put her hand. Yo, I backhanded her. I like to, don't touch my hair. Like, there's no sense of asking permission or may I touch? There's no, that dialogue never exists or does not happen. And she like got frightened by me. And I said, yeah, don't touch. And I don't know how to say don't touch. But I just said, booyah, which is I don't want. Like, I don't want it. Like, don't touch me. And she got offended. And I was like, I don't really care. It's my hair. I don't want you touching it. One, I don't know where your hands have been. Two, I don't know if your hands are clean. And three, I don't know you. I don't want your grubby little hands in my hair. Like, come on, man. Like, go away. And, you know, she told the cashier, oh, she's so, I was like, and I don't give a flying fuck if you think I'm rude. Lady, it's my hair. I don't need you touching it. Period. So, they just want to be all up in your space. And it's just like, I get that there is like a billion people that live in this country, and there's just so many people, and sometimes there's just not enough space. But when there is space, they don't still understand that I still need for you to back up, right? So that's number three. I don't like the invasiveness. Number two, one thing I don't like about this country is low-key the lack of hygiene, okay? Folks here, I don't know what's going on, but they're not clean. I thought, and this is my stereotype because I've met a lot of Chinese American people, and a lot of them were very clean and very just like, how do I say this? very clean, very meticulous. And so I kind of was expecting that kind of similar thing. No. Like, taking a shower here, they don't do a lot of it. Maybe once, maybe twice a week. They wear the same clothes every single day. You might see them change the outfit in the beginning. You might see them change the outfit like once or twice. Like, they wear the same clothes. They say because they don't sweat, so it doesn't stink. So for them, they're just like, hey, I could still wear this because it doesn't smell. That's their rationale. Whatever. I'm like, okay. Like, my boss, prime example, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys who live in China and will listen to this episode, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. These bosses, your bosses that have a lot of money, will wear literally the same, like, leggings and t-shirt to work, or jeans and t-shirt to whatever they wear every single day. And they don't shower regularly. And the dental hygiene is like, ugh. Like, y'all, like, I'm not even joking. Toothpaste here, at least in my city, toothpaste is super cheap. Like, I bought some charcoal toothpaste, and I think it was equivalent to, like, $4, if that. And I'm just like, toothpaste is not, and it's very readily available, right? You can get your Colgate, you can get your Crest, you can get all the American brand toothpaste here. So why aren't we utilizing it? They have mouthwash, they have a whole thing of like toothpaste, toothbrush, dental floss, and I'm like, and why do your teeth look like you've been, you know, chewing rocks all your life? Like, they just look terrible. I don't know if they don't believe in dentistry or they don't have the money to do dentistry. I have no idea. But even before it gets that bad, why aren't you brushing your teeth twice a day or three times a day, depending on your situation? Why aren't you doing that? But why are you letting it get so bad? And then they just look like claws at this point. Like, one lady told me, because her son's teeth was like, and in the States, if these babies' teeth look like that, like, you're getting child protective services called on you, because there's no excuse to why your child's teeth look like that. She told me they don't invest in babies' dental work because at a certain age, the teeth fall off and they regrow. And I'm like, but while the logic in a weird, twisted way makes sense, I get it. But if you're not teaching the habits early enough, what makes you think when they grow their teeth, they're going to take care of the permanent teeth that they're going to get? So to me, it's like, it still doesn't make sense, because they need to understand the good hygienic, dental hygienic practices, brushing your teeth, flossing, washing your tongue, brushing your tongue, brushing the roof of your mouth, using mouthwash, you know, not eating sweets, not all the time, not eating junk food all the time. Like, those habits need to be taught early. And so what makes you think that at the age of, when do people get their permanent teeth? It's like, what, 7, 8 years old or something like that? 8 to 10? I'm not quite sure, so don't quote me on that. But so what makes you think after 10 years, they're going to all of a sudden want to start brushing their teeth when they get permanent teeth, if it was something that was not introduced to them when they were old enough to start brushing their teeth? Do you see what I'm saying? So the logic then still does not make sense. So that's like another thing. Hygiene is just like a foreign concept here. I don't know why. So that's number two. And the one thing that I hate about this country is low-key, like, I don't like the education system. I really cannot stand how they educate their children here. I don't care for the training center aspect of life. Like, these kids go to school from like 8 o'clock in the morning to like almost 8, 9 o'clock at night. And if you're in a bigger city, you're probably, you know, until 10 o'clock. Why? I don't know. But even when they're in school, the concept of memorization, memorizing, and they drill. It's like, that's not effective. That's not efficient. That's not a way to teach. And a lot of the teachers in the kindergartens especially are not qualified. qualified. They don't have credentials. They don't, a lot of them are just leaving high school. A lot of them are just leaving university. So they've never had prior job experience to take care of or to teach kids. And so they project these nonsense or nuances onto the foreign teachers, like, no, that's not how that works. That's not what we're going to do. This is actually how. So when they go into my classroom and I'm not sitting there drilling them, they're like, well, how the kids are supposed to read? Well, you have to teach them the alphabet. You have to teach them how they sound alphabetically and phonetically. Therefore, when they put the two sounds together, they're going to be able to pronunciate. Guess what? They're going to be able to read. They can be able to read. Guess what? They're going to be able to speak better, which is what you parents apparently pay for. A lot of these parents pay for them to be able to speak orally rather than the entire dynamic of learning a language, which is speaking, reading, writing, expressing yourself. Like, there's a whole, you know, facet of being able to just, you know, to learn a language. There's a lot of different skills that you need to learn. And I try my best to teach it that way. But these parents don't care that these kids can actually legitimately read, not recite, because they've heard me read this book 25 times and they've just remembered it. No, they can actually, if I gave them that book today, I don't know if they could be able to read it, because they don't understand alphabet. They don't understand phonics. And so for them, it's going to be like, no. But if I've read it to them 25 times, yeah, absolutely, they can read the book. But that's what the parents want to see. Parents don't care that they actually can read. No, they memorize. And I kept having to say that, is reciting a book is not the same thing as reading. If you guys listen to my last episode of teaching in China, then you guys will understand this tangent. But that's one thing I've grown to very, very much dislike. And it makes my job a lot more difficult to do when you have these unrealistic expectations of what you think learning English is about. And it's like, first of all, sir, you don't have the credentials. You don't even speak English yourself. So please don't tell me how to do my job. Thank you. So yeah, that's a whole nother tangent. But again, that's on the former episode if you guys want to listen to that. But that is it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to What's the Chinese Tea. I hope to guys catch you in the next episode. Until next time, keep sipping some tea.